It's no secret that the swine flu, also known as H1N1, has come fast and spread even faster, giving our population quite the scare. You'd think that when the vaccine was handed out, it put our mind at ease, but if anything, it may have created more chaos, with people pushing through lines and lining up for hours to get the vaccinations. It's reasonable, though. When you know that there's a virus out that has caused a certain amount of deaths and side effects and illnesses, why wouldn't you line up for hours to find the cure? But is it really the cure? Some things are going around that the vaccination may not be as safe as it's said it to be. There's the idea that the vaccination is a scam and unsafe and untested. There's still not enough information from the FDA. Production of the vaccine was started before the FDA had conducted their testing. All of this was done to be certain that the vaccine would be available on time for the distribution to the public. However, when you think about it, why should they distribute it to the public if it isn't yet completed being testing? There is documented quotes from the FDA stating that clinical studies are still ongoing. Some doctors are even going as far as telling their pharmacy not to recommend it yet. Is it not enough that those with the PhDs that have nothing in mind but our health are saying not to take it? Shouldn't we listen? Evidence shows that the H1N1 will be the main flu strain in circulation this fall in Ontario. If you become sick with the flu, it's likely H1N1. The symptoms of H1N1 are also very similar to the regular seasonal flu. They include fever, coughing, sore throat, body aches, headaches, chills, and fatigue. Some have even said reports of diarrhea and vomiting associated with H1N1 flu. It's been proven that more people have died from the regular seasonal flu than the H1N1. The swine flu is simply the flu. It's not unusually deadly. It just came faster than we expected it to, which gave us all quite the scare, which is acceptable. So, if we're not going to completely bash the vaccine, then why not get it? It's a shot that is made to stop you from getting sick, whether it be just a cough, a week's worth of missing school, or even death, because we all know that the H1N1 has caused deaths. So, it's up to you. Take the shot or don't. There are side effects with anything, and there are always questions to be asked, but it's a final decision on a yes or no for the vaccine. Thank you.